Summing up, primates. Since they first appeared, primates have undergone several phases of adaptive radiation. The human species and anthropomorphic apes belong to the group of hominoids, which are tailless primates. These primates show adaptations attributable to arboreal life. For example, they have prehensile extremities, hands and feet with 5 digits, opposable thumbs and hallux, with highly mobile joints. In the human species, the hallux has lost its opposability to the other toes following the acquisition of bipedalism. They are also characterized by visual dominance. Visual acuity is high, with color and stereoscopic vision. These are more useful than the olfactory sense in the arboreal environment. Vertical orientation of the body, with reorganization of the internal organs, was advantageous for primates acquiring an erect posture. The increase in brain size was probably due to the challenges of moving from trees. Parental care increased as the young must be transported by the mother, who usually gives birth to one at a time. Creation of a complex social unit is favored with a prolonged learning period. Hominids. Hominids present a series of adaptations anticipated by primates, then improved and later refined. The separation between hominids and anthropomorphic apes probably occurred in Africa on both sides of the Rift Valley as an adaptation to different climates. The pongids withdrew into the western humid forest climate, while the hominids adapted to the arid environment of the savanna. Erect posture was the first characteristic to become established about 4 million years ago. It required a radical reorganization of the anatomy, particularly the pelvic bone and the angle between the spinal column and the cranium. Increased cranium size was connected to the fabrication of increasingly complex tools. The consequence was greater difficulty in giving birth, which resulted in the birth of immature offspring who required a great deal of parental care in the first years of life. Reduction of sexual dimorphism compared to anthropomorphic apes was probably related to reduced competition among males to mate with a large number of females due to the establishment of long-term pair bonds. Evolution of the genus Homo. The Australopithecines are the best documented forms of the first hominids, particularly Australopithecus afarensis, and the species that followed. The first representatives of the genus Homo appeared in Africa 2 to 3 million years ago. The most complete fossil remains belong to Homo habilis, a species with characteristics intermediate between Australopithecus africanus and Homo erectus, which appeared about 1.8 million years ago. There are competing hypotheses on the origin of modern man. The hypothesis of African origin maintains that the first modern men spread from Africa throughout the world, completely replacing other populations. According to multi-regional evolution, populations of Homo erectus throughout the world evolved gradually into modern man. In reality, it is likely that modern man originated in Africa, but then crossed with individuals from ancient populations instead of replacing them completely. Culture. Cultural anthropology studies the various activities in which cultural progress is manifested. Physical anthropology describes the biological structures underlying these manifestations. Both areas of study are involved in explaining the cultural progress of modern man. Toolmaking. Simple stone instruments gave way to more complex ones, and to the appearance of decorative items, suggesting a complex psychic world, even though the cultural evolution in the type of tools used did not always reflect the biological evolution of the user. Evolution of language. The development of an articulate and symbolic language facilitated the transmission of knowledge. It might have been determined by genetic changes that could potentiate the linguistic faculty. Creative thought took concrete form in artistic and religious expressions. Appearance of agriculture led to the birth of permanent settlements and opened the way for the development of technology.